truth.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. Like a cancer that silently spread, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back. As liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots fighting for fairness for all, but they're not even fit to hold office. What they believe doesn't fit with freedom at all. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Statman, with you on this Thursday, 19th day of September 2019. Mark Anderson's going to join us in the second hour. And I am glad that Mark Anderson went. I couldn't get the time off. I couldn't afford to make the trip up to Branson, Missouri. But Mike Adams, the health ranger, and Steve Quayle out of Montana, and, well, they had a nice little confab. And I have learned to trust my instincts, folks. You know what you know, and you know what you don't know, but you also know that I'm starting to sound like Donald Rumsfeld. Excuse me. There are things you know, and there's things you don't know, and things you think you know, and things you know you don't know, and yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, it was the alien conflab. And I saw this coming. That's the only reason I wanted to go up there with Vince. Well, Finelli's, that's in his backyard, Branson. And I wanted to see this, hear it with my own ears and see it with my own eyes. Instead, Mark Anderson made the trip up there. And it's exactly what I thought it was going to be. And stuff like this has me worried, folks. Because there are people that are searching for answers. And we got a lot of salespeople out there selling stuff. And I know you know what I'm talking about. Give you an example. Supposed preachers. And they got the big TV evangelism going, yeah. Well, even Benny Hinn. Benny Hinn came out a couple of weeks ago and he said, you know what? I'm going to stop this cash cow stuff. Quit praying to Jesus for wealth. And that's what a lot of these characters are doing. Connecting people's lives with Jesus and then the bank books. Now, the only thing that I remember in the teachings that Jesus had anything to do with money was in the temple. Hated thievery, the con artist. Only the one recorded time that I know of that Jesus lost his cool. and was upset with the grafters and the grifters and the thieves, the money changers, if you will. And I have said before, folks, you've heard me mention Al Bielak. He was big 15, 20 years ago, making the rounds. And I used to lovingly refer to Al as Al, I've got a UFO in my basement, Bielak. You know, he was shot by aliens with alien weapons. He had the scars to prove it. You know, folks, I'm of the opinion that, yeah, in the search for answers, check yourself, please. Because if you fall for the alien terraforming stuff, you're going to fall for anything. And it's going to be the same old thing. Who's the best salesman selling this? Well, he's got credibility. He's established. And well, now he's talking about something new. Now we're talking about something that makes money, is what we're talking about. And I knew this, but I had to, and to make that and invite Vince up there and him agreeing to go, but we just, I didn't have the money to go. But I knew what was coming. And folks, you're tuned into the right place if you're looking for somebody that's got common sense and that's got a BS meter that's hooked up, okay? Because I think I've seen and heard it all. Well, now it's starting to take a new twist. At any rate, we'll talk about that and other things with Mark Anderson. Mark is probably the best person to do this because his background. He's been around for a number of years. He pays close attention to what people are saying. A lot of people have that tune-out button, don't they? They hear something and, oh, well, okay. Well, they might still be there, but are they really listening? Well, Mark listens, and he pays close attention. And what makes him so valuable, aside from being a damn good journalist, is he's got an eye for the truth. And he'll sit through hours of people's presentations and take copious notes, and then compare that with his own knowledge base. And chances are Mark Anderson's going to give you the straight poop. He's not out there trying to sell you something. He's not out there for name recognition. And a lot of people want to be stars. Yeah, I was never quite rang my bell. You know, to have a presence just for the sake of having a presence and recognition. You know, the day after I'm dead, I don't care if anybody remembers me or not. It's what we're doing here in the now with what we know and what we're working with right now, trying to work through a bunch of garbage to come up with some relatively simple solutions to solve what many believe is insurmountable problems. Folks, I will say this again slowly and clearly. All of this stuff is construct of men. What they construct can be deconstructed and build again. And if that ain't right, knock that one down, build it again. We had a pretty good start. A lot of critics to the Constitution, yeah, these people were just deists and they were just the money makers of the day and they made up this document all to benefit themselves. Well, you know, it's the one thing that stumped a lot of these people that had that opinion. Is if I'm going to be on the ground floor of a startup, in this case it was a country, built on a political platform, don't you think that if I'm there for the startup and I'm in there and the design and the application, that I carve out something for myself to make sure that I've got some security, surety there, that I'm going to go through all of this, but I'm going to get mine. Yeah, I'm going to get mines. Mm-hmm. Well, these guys didn't. Most of them did not. They ended up either dead over it, in prison. You know, the story is most people, you know, talk about the founding fathers and all the great stuff and the debates that they had, but they pay no attention to the personal lives of these people once they started this. For many of them, it did not end up well. And that's the argument that stops these anti-constitution, they were a bunch of deist people, shuts them right the hell up. Because what fool is going to risk exposure of hanging? Because you see, we were the traitors back then, weren't we? We were King George's subjects. And these stiff-necked people, man, they saw this country and looked across the sea at old King George and says, he wants us to do what now? You know, we're here. Why don't we start our own gig? And we did. It hasn't always been easy. It hasn't always been pretty. But the core philosophy of what this country was founded on, you don't find that anyplace else on this planet, do you? At least in the governmental documents. Maybe that's it. Maybe our Congress critters have forgotten how to read. At any rate, from the sublime to the ridiculous. How about a little Governor Newsom here? Have you been listening to what this guy's been saying? He's been talking about the Constitution. He's been talking about states' rights. He's even mentioned the 10th Amendment. Now, most politicians know what a prophylactic is used for, and it's not made for making water balloons, okay? They want to protect themselves while screwing you. I'm sorry to be so harsh about this, but I could say a lot harsher, but pretty much, that's what the political landscape here is in this country. You know, this is like playing on an NFL team and you find out that your coach is actually selling the plays to the opposition on that Sunday because he's getting greased. It's a pretty fair analogy. Governor Newsom talked to me, you wingnut California governor.
President Trump in California today, and Governor Newsom is giving him a wish list. The governor asking President Trump to step in and help the state with its growing homelessness crisis. Now, Newsom calling on the administration to issue $50,000 housing vouchers, which help low-income families subsidize the cost of their rent while increasing the value of those vouchers. So is this really the answer to getting people off the streets? What do you think, Steve?
All right. I understand it's a Fox presentation, but the points that are brought up about this are really spot on. Here is a governor of a state asking for housing assistance for the poor when he has bankrupted his state. The businesses are leaving there in droves. The people are leaving. They've screwed this state up so badly, and then turn around after he's talking about 10th Amendment and the Constitution, turning around and asking Donald Trump, ergo the federal government, for a bailout for their homeless situation. Really? Seriously? I mean, what, does Newsom have a memory wipe on every 24-hour cycle? He forgets what happened yesterday and the day before and the day before? What, does this guy wake up, he's politician of the day, and he takes care of business based on what comes into his head? I don't know. Sure as hell sounds like it. Sure sounds like it.
You know, it's kind of rich for this mayor to basically be saying we have a homeless crisis when basically San Francisco is just inviting homeless people all over the country to come in. I mean, I was just in San Francisco 3 weeks ago. They do have a massive homeless problem, and nobody in the city is doing anything about it, and it's disgusting. People are defecating on the street corners and so on. I'm very much in favor of putting up shelters for people so they, you know, have a place to stay and a warm place to stay at night and a meal. But the idea that they can just invade the street corners and make San Francisco an unlivable city, that the people are responsible for that are the political leaders in California and the residents who vote for them.
Yeah, and apparently they don't understand basic economics and supply and demand. So you're going to give more vouchers with a fixed supply of housing, and that's going to help the homeless situation. Exactly how? I'm not really sure. I mean, this comes down to regulation, things like rent control, which restricts the supply of available housing, not having incentives to build more affordable housing, having people complain about having certain kind of housing in their neighborhood.
Let me stop here. Let me stop right here. You know, the way I view this, folks, is simply this. Now, am I heartless? Do I not have any compassion for people that have lost their way? I do. But what I would really like to see is an honest money system. The very basis that's needed for sustainable business, and I hate that word, to have a stable currency, to create a business environment, create jobs, to the point that if people want to live on the streets, that would be their choice, because the choice would be this: go out and get a job or starve on the streets. But you see, folks, poverty really is business, isn't it? Somebody is making money off of this stuff. Now, some might argue that that's not the real reason why there's homelessness. Well, we can list and categorize the issues that have created this scenario. But what I'm talking about is eliminating the excuses for people that just don't want to labor for their own benefit and want to depend on somebody else to put food in their stomach and a roof over their head. Eliminate the excuses. Get rid of this idea that you're entitled from something from the government. See, this is what puts them in a position almost, not quite blackmail, but let me just put it to you this way, very strong influence. We have created a country that people are dependent on a government, on a federal government, and now what we're seeing is they're demanding even more. And the wealth distribution, yeah, that old wealth distribution thing. Oh, and the class struggle. Let's throw that in there as well. You know, I don't really care. I don't care how many people make millions of dollars in this country. I don't care who makes a profit, as long as they do it lawfully, legally, morally, ethically. Oh, business ethics. Whew, man, when I hear that word, that's a head scratcher for me. Now, mom and pop businesses, we're not talking about large companies and corporations. There's a lot of good people out there with mom and pop businesses. They do their level best to be honest in their dealings, to have that customer first, that person who came before and who came after. They deal with each person as if they're kings. Okay, that's the way we were taught at one time. If you have your own business, that's how you deal with your customers. Not just make them feel that they're special, but hey, make the effort. Now, you want to talk about sustainable business? Who are you going to go to? Fly by night Joe or Honest John? No pun intended. There are ways and there are means, and we know it works and we know it doesn't. I was listening to Rivero, you know, talking about almost $23 trillion in debt, way past the gross domestic product, you know. Folks, none of our lives, nothing is going to happen positively for this country if we do not have first an honest money system. And you'd be amazed at how many crooks and criminals and the ne'er-do-wells and the people that think they're entitled and all this other horse manure up and disappears. Either work or you starve. You have the right to earn a living or you have the right to starve yourself to death. Your choice. But that choice had better be on that table. Listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have? Do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Back. Well, Bibi Netanyahu doesn't have a coalition government. Say it ain't so. They're having some real political problems in Israel because guess what? Are you an Israeli or are you a Jew? Are you a Zionist? And I've seen puff pieces done lately that, oh, well, no, Zionism, well, that was just created to, you know, to found a country for Israel. And No. No. That is not correct. But Bibi might be on his way down. But his right-wing counterpart is, there's one thing for sure, that the greater project for Israel is going to continue. Are you surprised? Well, you shouldn't be. But the Likud party over there has got a leak. And they're trying to fix it. And I think people have had enough of old Benjamin Bibi Netanyahu. It appears now very likely that Bibi may go down. I won't believe until I see it because there remain tricks he could have up his sleeve, so I'm not going to start analyzing that just yet. But for those who don't understand, the Wednesday election ended with Bibi having a majority in the Knesset, but whether or not he'll figure out how to remain prime minister, that still remains a mystery. What's interesting is that Trump appears to think he's going down and isn't coming out real friendly with him. You know, I've tried to tell people, you know, you're trying to judge Donald Trump by presidents that have come before, and he ain't like nobody else we've ever had in the office. I know, I can hear the groans out there, but I can also hear the people nodding. Yeah, you're right, John. Yep. President Trump appeared to distance himself from the embattled Israeli Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, on Wednesday, declining to offer either encouragement or praise to his most enthusiastically loyal foreign ally. Now he faces potential electoral defeat. Speaking a day after Israeli elections that at best leave Netanyahu weakened, Trump seemed to cool to the Israeli conservative. A conservative? Whoa. What? Who has touted his ideological lockstep with Trump as chief re-election credential. Trump said he had not spoken to Netanyahu, a man he's described as a close friend. He then noted that the election is close while playing down Netanyahu's importance to the alliance between the United States and Israel. Our relations with Israel, he says, so we'll see what happens. That's what he told reporters traveling with him to California. And Netanyahu failed to win a clear majority in the national elections Tuesday. That the long-serving conservative leader, geez, if this is the standard for conservatism, people better get an idea of what conservatism is, because he ain't it. And if you're calling yourself a conservative in the greater scheme of the political landscape and the planet, yeah, you get my point. Bibi going down would throw a wrench into things, so to speak. Probably not a big wrench, but big part of this whole problem is we've got with Trump that he's a stupid boomer who actually believes to think that Bibi is just really a cool guy because he kills Muslims. So probably, hopefully, Bibi being out would mean that Trump would at least be thinking less about Israel, I guess. I don't know. Speculation, folks. Anyway, I'm not putting energy into analyzing this until I get confirmation that BB is gone, because I really still don't really believe it. So, and then people chimed in on this. And they're not, how should I say, BB supported. Well, you know, for as many people that are mouthing the words, you know, we need peace. Peace, peace, peace. Peace of what? Peace of the action? Peace of pie? Oh, peace. Oh, I see. And like the olive branch and goodwill to men and all that other stuff? In Israel, more on Bibi, wants to stay in power, and he does that by behaving badly. Likud and Likud assigned parties face the music Tuesday, and it looks like Bibi's decade-long rule may be over for the next few seasons. Endless war and tales of imminent destruction by a legion of enemies may no longer be a good look for Israel. More importantly, he started to lose Sheldon Adelson a few years ago, and now it's even worse for the dear man. And Trump faces unusual challenges in the 2020 election. He's spending $1 billion to win. The GOP leadership is as fragmented about Trump populism as they were in 2016. Promises have been kept by Trump administration, but the shiny bestsellers, The Wall, an American first non-interventionist foreign policy, and a strong economy, are looking a little bit fusty. Is that a word, fusty? Must be. I'm reading it. Take the break. 800-313-9443. Mark Anderson coming up next hour. Got a lot of news and information coming your way in the next half, but we'll take your calls as well.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Republic Broadcasting Network depends on listener support of our advertisers and of our sponsors. We'd like to especially thank all of you who have taken advantage of our fundraiser with FrontSite Bonus. Those who are now FrontSite members, please train as soon as possible for your sake and for that of our nation. And please consider sharing your training and what you've learned when you arrive home. Republic Broadcasting Network has to stop promoting this fundraiser on air and on the website in just a few days. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, president of FrontSite, made a gracious exception to his no-media rule for us at Republic Broadcasting Network. Thank you, Dr. Piazza. And once you've been to FrontSite, feel free to call your favorite host and share your experience on the air. We can continue this fundraiser without media help, but it'll be totally up to the listeners to spread the information. Please call Dan Sutterfield in Missouri at 573-465-2356, 573-465-2356. That's 573-465-2356.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Understand that our main computer there is going to be fixed maybe Monday. Good, because that tinny bumper music's driving me insane.
Hey!
Let's go to the... Woo! That snuck up on me. Let's talk to some callers. Jim in Brooklyn. Hello, Jim.
Hey, John. How are you?
Good, sir. What's on your mind?
I want to talk about something that's been going on here in New York City generally and in Brooklyn specifically. This Mayor de Blasio, he's a real, you know how he is. He's on the opposite side of everything.
Mm-hmm.
And the police commissioner is like his lapdog poodle. We don't have the commissioners like we used to have.
Right.
Now, what's been going on here is there have been a lot of these, like, anti-Semitic attacks here in Brooklyn,
mm-hmm.
especially in Hasidic neighborhoods. Now, I live in this Hasidic neighborhood called Williamsburg, but, you know, with the Sakra, most of them, we talked about this, a lot of anti-Zionists, but they dress up very Jewish, so you know what I'm talking about.
Right.
So anyhow, a lot of people have been getting attacked here. The last one was Tuesday night, a man got beat up and robbed. It happened several times already, and the guy got three occasions in one morning. These old men, they walked to the synagogue early in the morning before the sun comes up, and they were attacked. Now, what happened here is we have this organization here called Shomrim, which means guardians. And it's a large organization. People, they got the whole business with the lights and the sirens, and they put their civilians there in close.
Kind of like the Curtis Sliwa thing on steroids?
Well, it could be, but there are no uniforms. It's unmarked cars with lights in the, you know, under the grill.
Mm-hmm.
And all that. It's a lot of people, dispatchers, the whole business.
Okay.
But what happened is this also got deteriorated because a number of years ago, because the showroom did things on their own, and they were told to tone it down. So they became very closely liaison with the precinct here.
Right.
Now, I just want to say this. When I first moved here about 30 years ago, I saw some things you wouldn't believe. I saw a man caught breaking into a house. He was chased down the street by a mob. There's a word called chapsum, which means grab him. A mob was running after him on the side. Well, it was right in front of my house from the third floor where I live. So the other crowd, people on the other end of the street heard it, and they sandwiched the guy. This is the old days. And I saw the guy. They pushed him to the ground. And a heavy guy jumped up in the air with both feet and landed on his stomach. The guy was moaning like a wounded animal. And when the police came, he was really happy to see them. And there were other occasions, I don't want to go into all of them,
right.
Very similar to that.
Right.
One guy got pushed around in a circle, and everyone could take turns beating the hell out of him. This doesn't happen anymore, because everybody has to deal with the precinct, okay?
Right.
So these people are getting more and more brazen. And in conjunction with that, I'm dealing with an organization called the Jews for the Legalization of Firearms. It's a national organization, and that's not the exact title. And also, I don't know if you heard these two organizations. You probably have.
Okay, well, Jim, you're throwing a lot at me here. Slow your roll just a little bit, sir. Okay, hold on. Is this something fashioned like Aaron Zellman's Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership?
That's it. That's what I'm talking about. I'm on their email list. Right,
okay,
yeah.
All right, fine. Okay.
Now, but what I want to point out, two things there quickly. Number one, we used to have these, of course, Rabbi Kahane's organization doesn't exist anymore. It moved to Israel, okay? Now we have these two other ones around here. One's called the Jewish Defense Organization. You've probably heard of them. Mordechai Levy, I'm sure you heard of them.
Kind of aligned with the Jewish Defense League, or an offshoot thereof, isn't it?
Well, it's not real. It's sort of competition, offshoot. It's called JDO, the Jewish Defense Organization.
Okay.
They have a summer camp upstate where they train in martial arts and, I think, firearms also.
Okay.
But the amazing thing about this Jewish Defense Organization is this guy keeps an unbelievable list of all kinds of anti-Semitic organizations. It goes on for pages and pages, and he doxes people with addresses and phone numbers and all kinds of things like that. I haven't heard anything from him recently because he went to jail. He's a hothead. He went to jail. He was shooting at somebody else Herb Rubin anyhow, it's a long story. The guy went to jail and came out. Ever since then, he's kept a low profile.
Okay, all right. So, Jim, okay, obviously, you got a lot to say, and you could go on for the next 10, 15 minutes uninterrupted.
I could go on, but I just want to mention one more organization around here. It's called JTF.org, the Jewish Task Force.
Okay, I got a couple questions for you here, Jim.
Yeah.
What do you think is the basis for these attacks? Do you think it's motivated by true hate for the Jews, or are these entities that there is something to gain by continuing the victimhood status for the poor Jews in New York? How do you actually feel about this?
What I see going on, it's also, you know, it's minorities that are doing this. Yeah, of course, it's minorities. And it's a combination of thrills and robbery. It's thrills and robbery, and it could be a hate crime, too. But, of course, on that side of the fence, they don't call it a hate crime.
Yeah.
So it's hate crimes and robbery and thrills. That's what it is. but it's gotten to be like a little bit too much, okay? And I just want to say one more thing, and that's it. I always point out to people, like on Jewish call-in shows in New York here, that if you go into the website of the city of New York, nyc.gov, that you can have a long gun in your house. If you own the house or if you're a tenant with permission from the landlord, you can keep a long gun on premises. And people don't know about it. Everybody doesn't. Most people don't know about it. Jew or non-Jew, people don't know about it. So well, I try to publicize
yeah.
it.
Jim, one of the problems that New York and the boroughs surrounding New York City proper have is you got too many damn people, and what you have is politicians coming up with nifty ideas on how to reduce violence and keep the populace safe. And
it's terrible. It is.
And I'm going to pull you down here for a second because I want to get this thought out, because when you interrupt me, it interrupts my train of thought, Jim. I know you got a lot to say. But look, one size doesn't fit all. And when you tell the people of New York City or any town USA that, look, we're going to do this, we're going to violate the very tenets in New York does still have a constitution, last time I checked, and so does the federal government. Firearms ownership, you would think, would be a priority for people to keep themselves safe. And I understand some of the organizations, rather than be the victim, they're going to do hand-to-hand combat. They're going to get trained up in firearms, as well they should. From a personal standpoint of personal protection and safety, I would encourage it and not discourage any one individual. But we seem to have this group mentality, and we seem to have these convenient little kind of like sorting mail. You know, do you belong in this box or you belong in that box? Look, political organizations, political groups, whatever. The lay of the land here and the construct we have in this government is one to protect the individual rights. That means you can't violate it for one, you can't violate it for the group. New York City, prohibiting firearms and all that other stuff, and I realize there's, what, 12 million people stacked on top of each other like crackers. You know, I just, I'm like a package of crackers. Jim, I feel what you're saying there, and your political situation in New York, it's always been a problem, hasn't it? Look what's come out of New York. Look at the governors that have run for president. Look at the city mayors that you've had. I mean, really, Giuliani didn't see any problem when 9/11 happened? And he was right there in, you know, let's go bomb people in the Middle East. Yeah, it must have been them. I have a problem with the politics and the people involved in New York City and the surrounding boroughs. There's not a simple solution to this. But I will say about tracking people down, chasing them down, I got no problem with that. I have no problem with somebody protecting somebody else that's their life is in danger, imminent danger of death. But I really don't condone tracking people and running them down in the streets and then beating the crap out of them, jumping on their stomachs or whatever. If you want to scrape them up, flop up a little dust with them while you're trying to get control, I can see that. But leave the whole body intact for the police to haul off. This would encourage other people. It would encourage other people. What is the one thing that you hear coming out of people in New York City? I don't want to get involved. I don't want to get involved. You hear that time and time and time again. So start setting examples that good people can get together because they're tired of this stuff. You know, run them down the street. Do a two-block jaunt down the street. Do yourself some good. Grab a criminal. Subdue him. Turn him over to the police. Jim, I'll give you the last word.
Last week, after school in the Bronx, a student was stabbed to death in a mob fight. And what people stood around, they did. They took videos of him, and they didn't lift a finger.
Yeah, I know. It's been a long. It's been since 2004 that I was in New York City. I got to tell you what, if I never go back to New York City for the rest of my life, it would not make me sad.
Yeah, I grew up out of town. I grew up in Orlando, and I came back here, and it wasn't such a good idea in many ways.
Well, and every place has its problems, but up there, whew, I understand. Jim, thanks for your call. I appreciate it.
I enjoyed the call. Thanks, Bob.
Thank you. Chance in West Virginia. Hello, Chance.
Yes, hello, John. That reminds me of that Kitty Genovese story that happened in New York. I believe it was in the 60s. She was tracked down. Nobody wanted to get involved, and she was murdered.
Mm.
I don't know if you recall that. John, correct me if I'm wrong. This California clown, Newsom, wasn't he given millions upon millions of dollars to build a high-speed rail system? He reneged on the deal, didn't build it, and didn't want to give the money back to the government. Isn't that true?
Yep, and, you know, this is what happens when you give a baby a loaded revolver. He's going to shoot somebody or himself.
You know what, John? I'm convinced these folks are either mentally unstable or they just think we're all totally stupid. These people aren't fit to manage a public bathroom, much less a public office.
Well, here's the problem. Here's the problem with people that don't want to accept the responsibility of their own actions. And this is what the problem is with Democrats out there and Republicans alike. You know, let's not leave them off the criticizing table here. But they do things and then they absolve themselves of the cause and effect. Oh, you know, they point other direction. We just need help. No, you need help in your thought processes. That's what you need help with. Because you're creating many of your own problems. Stop doing that.
We live in such a bizarre world nowadays. I wonder where sanity could be found lately when you hear these things over and over again.
Well,
you know, it's just unreal.
It's tiresome, and I'll be the first one to admit that. But we're coming down to crunch time. That you know something pretty monumental is going to happen in our future. How it's going to fly... Well, we'll see. But you
well,
yourself sense...
If this insanity doesn't make people fed up with all this and say enough is enough, I don't know what will. Because sometimes, listening to this news, sometimes I think I'm losing my sanity, be honest with you. It gets so bizarre.
Well, see, Chance, what this is designed to do is to break your will. This is designed to separate you from government. Our duty and our obligation, whether people want to believe this or not, we have a republic. But as old Ben Franklin said, we got a republic for you if you can keep it. It needs constant vigilance and care and overlooking. And we got so wrapped up in what our system can create and all the toys and everything else that, well, that became our American dream. It wasn't about freedom and liberty to do with your own resource and your own mind and your own abilities. Nobody is standing there whacking your little fingers telling you can't stick your hand in that cookie jar. No. This country was based on innovation, ideas, and the freedom to do it. You didn't hurt anybody else. You did it honestly, fairly, and with ethics. You know, there you go. But that's not the case anymore. This is designed to break you, my friend. Don't let it.
Well,
it hasn't busted me, and I've been doing it for 27 years. I ain't done yet.
God bless you. God bless you. Our backs are against the wall. People better wake up now. It's now or never.
Hey,
that's what it appears to
Chance, the good thing about having your back up against the wall, you know what direction you have to go, right?
Only forward.
There you go. All right. Hey, thanks for your call. I got to keep moving here.
Okay, now.
Okay, thanks. Glenn in Philly. Hello, Glenn. Are you with me?
Hello, John.
Hi.
Just an aside. I noticed you said twice the boroughs around New York City. The boroughs are the city, bud. Manhattan, Bronx, Brooklyn, Queens, and Staten Island.
But see, people that don't live in New York City, when they think of New York City, they think of, like, it's Cleveland, Ohio. There's a downtown district, and then there's the rest of Cleveland, and there's the suburbs, but they're all, you know. They're all part of Cleveland.
The tall buildings of Manhattan is what people think.
Exactly. You know? Exactly. And
But anyway, just thought I'd mention that. I just wanted to talk about this election with Bibi Netanyahu and Benny Gantz. I really think we're being fed a ridiculous Hegelian dialectic with all these elections. Because most elections don't come down to neck and neck, nose to nose, photo finish, tight elections. You know, and that, and they want us to believe every time there's an election now, especially for high office, that it is a nose and nose, neck and neck, right down to the wire. Oh, we can't really tell who won. This is garbage. If you think back to real grassroots elections, you know, your high school class officers, your local mayoral elections, state gubernatorial elections, you know, generally speaking, people declare that they're running for the office, they put together their planks and build their platform and market it, and then in the course of the, you know, the campaigning, generally speaking, you know, a clear favorite emerges. You know, sometimes you have a landslide,
right,
but most elections are not all this photo finish stuff. And I just think when every time I see one of these, oh, it's neck and neck, it's no, we can't tell. I just smell a rat and think the whole thing's being manipulated from behind
us. Glenn, politics is the theater, and we're all in attendance. And you're right. It's already been scripted, and it's already written, and it's being acted out. These are the state actors for us. You know, they're the ones to make the promises and this, that, and the other. And, you know, I don't give a damn if it's neck and neck, and I really don't care if a Democrat gets office or a Republican gets office. What I do care about is that person coming into that office has a clear understanding of what their duties and obligations are of that office by way of what? The law. And they, both parties have gotten away from it. They've destroyed this country. They keep doing things that are counterproductive and destructive to this country. And it's got to stop. Either we go back to the Constitution, we fire all these clowns, or we have a second American Revolution. I don't care how it happens, but we must, again, have a constitutional form of government, and we're moving further and further away from it. Glenn, I thank you for your call. Jerry in Chicago. Hello, Jerry. Hello, Jerry. You got me on mute. You've been holding for a while. Let me go to Al in West Virginia. We'll get back to Jerry. Hello, Al. You there?
I'm here, John.
Go ahead.
Hey, I'm here, John. I've been having problems with a phone company because I listen to you on the radio, you know, on through the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And they started shutting me off where I couldn't listen to you for a couple of weeks. And finally got a hold of them. They sent a letter too and saying that I've been using too many minutes, but I have an unlimited.
Yeah, well, and you know what? Right there is the basis of a lawsuit. That's all you got to tell them. Hey, well, look, quit. Quit advertising. That's false advertising. I can sue you for that because you're advertising unlimited minutes. It's not.
I understand that. I don't understand why shutting you off because you have unlimited.
Yeah, Glenn.
If they said that, well, because they have to pay these programs that I'm listening to. And I was wondering, well, sure to God, it couldn't be that much that they pay you per minute.
Whoa, back up here. What now?
They're saying that when I call into your listening numbers, that they have to pay you for me every minute that I'm on the phone listening.
I don't know about that. Look, Al, there is one surefire way to correct this situation. Tell them that you'll get them for false advertising. You have unlimited minutes, and that's what you expected. They're telling you you're using too many minutes. Well, you better change your advertising because I'm going to hold you to it. Just like the gasoline stations. I'm sure you've heard of this. They've got one price on the sign, generally lower than what's on the pump, and they don't change it. Guess what? The advertised price holds. And if they don't do that, there's ramifications for it.
Right. I understand that.
Okay.
They understand that they have big pocketbooks and big lawyers, and, you know, it costs me a bunch of money to fly them, which I'm sure I could win. But the problem is, so now they cut me down. They said, well, you have 35 minutes if you go over 3,500 minutes
okay,
a month.
Okay, and again, you know, you may not have bags full of money and a lawyer on standby. I get that, but they don't know that. And don't tell them that you don't. Just tell them that, look, I want to be restored to unlimited minutes. Otherwise, I will. And you know what? You can go out there and get an attorney. There's a ton of attorneys out there with nothing but time on their hands that can take it on a contingency basis.
Right.
Don't give them too much information, but tell them you're not a happy camper and you're going to hold them to their promise. I've got to run.
Yeah.
Al, thanks for your call. I appreciate it. Tim in Tennessee. I'm trying to clear these calls out before Mark Anderson comes on. Hello, Tim.
Hey. Hey, John. First and foremost, I just want to share my support for Joe Biden. I know a lot of your listeners might disagree with him as a candidate, but I think he truthfully is the future.
What?
And
Tim, what universe are you living in?
Well, he's the only hope to get out Donald Trump from the White House right now. And
There's been some talk that it might be a brokered convention and Hillary might come back. That'd make you happy, wouldn't it?
Well, I think Hillary's a fine candidate, but she just, you know,
are you living in, Tim? Do you listen to this network on a regular basis?
No, I just found y'all going through TuneIn.
Okay. All right, Tim, let me explain something to you. We're not Republican and we're not Democrat here. We're based on law and Constitution. You hang around long enough listening to the information that comes to you through this network, and we're going to change your political dynamo there.
Don't you think that Joe Biden touching little kids and all that satanic pedophile stuff is just a big conspiracy?
No. Creepy Joe, I've seen him do it. Joe's kind of creepy. He's a guy that's outlived his political life. And to be honest with you, he's probably the best candidate the Democrats have so far. And if your aim is to get Donald Trump out of there and you're a never-Trumper, all right. But
furthermore, I like how he's trying to make marijuana stay illegal. We got enough dope in this country.
Actually, you know, I'm kind of the opposite opinion. I'd like to see these Antifa characters out there smoke a big doobie. Maybe they'd be less violent, a little bit more laid back.
You're clearly just a doper and a hippie, and you don't care about
Tim,
truth.
Now you're into insults here. We have provided this platform. You admitted that you're a new listener, and all you want to do is mouth off, and you're like a bunch
right,
of...
You mouth off
now, Shut him down. Shut him down. Thank you, Bob, for your call. Buffalo Chip Bob. Oh, my goodness. Did we lose Jerry? Okay. Well, Jerry, I tried to get to you once, and then we went back, and you weren't there, and I think we were on mute. I know you were on hold for about 5 or 10 minutes. We had some pretty long-winded callers that had a lot of points they wanted to make, but... hey, we're here. I love you, man. I know where you're at. At any rate, coming up, Mark Anderson. And we're going to be discussing a little bit of what happened in Branson, Missouri. Now, you folks who listen to this program and this network, you know where we're at. You know, the etherical, the crystal people, you know, we've had a little touch of that here and there. I've never consciously put a UFOs or... out there and they're going to get us. No. This is the argument I had with Jeff Rentz, and I brought that to his attention during a phone conversation. I said, look, many people are looking for the truth and they ain't going to find it in cornfields and little green or gray alien men, at any rate. We'll take this break, be back on the other side with Mark Anderson. A breath of sanity. Dear Bob... Bob, has he called into my program lately? No? Who else has he been calling? Oh, he's talked to Kelso? Oh.
Well, let's just elect Creepy Joe.
God almighty. People are angry, but they're also angry and they're really confused. Take the top of the hour break. We'll be back in about 3.
We must take America back. or you have a concealed weapon permit and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range. Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.